This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Now that the FDA has approved Pfizer COVID boosters for older Americans and others at high risk, what will the CDC do? The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control are continuing a two-day meeting to make specific recommendations on who will receive Pfizer booster shots and when that should be. It follows final authorization from the FDA, which decided to limit boosters to seniors 65 and older and those with underlying conditions or jobs that put them at risk of severe COVID illness, a much smaller group than what the White House had envisioned. Not everyone on the CDC panel even agrees there should be a third shot of the Pfizer vaccination.
Millions of Americans are seeing heavy rain this morning that the National Weather Service is warning could lead to flooding. Lead forecaster Bob Orovec on what those in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are facing.
Some of the totals have reached as high as 5 inches across central Pennsylvania, but a lot of reports this morning of 2-3+ inches of rainfall. And in local areas, there has been some flash flooding and some flooding issues. And we continue as we go forward into the day. Thursday and Friday, we do anticipate that there will be potential for flash flooding.
California is forbidding mega retailers from firing warehouse workers for missing quotas that interfere with their bathroom and rest breaks. U.S. officials say many of the thousands of Haitian migrants camped in the small Texas border town of Del Rio are being released in the U.S. with notices to appear in immigration court. Another U.S. official has told the AP there will be 7 flights to Haiti every day, carrying thousands of other Haitians back to their home country. United Airlines says more than 97% of its employees in the U.S. are fully vaccinated against COVID, less than a week now before a deadline to get the shots or get fired. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has the latest on Britney Spears.
Britney Spears has taken a big step to end the court arrangement that has run her life for the past 13 years. You might be surprised to know that for all her complaining about her conservatorship, Britney Spears has never formally asked the court to end it. Until now, that is. She's filed paperwork saying that she agrees with her father that the court arrangement be officially terminated. The filing says the singer fully consents to a quick end to the conservatorship, and that puts her in harmony with her dad, who asked for the same result earlier this month. While the filing marks a rare instance where her and her dad, James Spears, see eye to eye, it's not the kumbaya moment that it appears. She says getting her dad out of the conservatorship is a necessary first step in regaining her freedom. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Stocks closed up yesterday, the Dow up 338 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.